Last month, the village of Waterbury voted overwhelmingly in favor of a charter amendment that would effectively eliminate the village government and turn authority over to the town. As VPR's Amy Noyes reports, the biggest change will be the elimination of the police department.
I'm 561 Middlesex.
Waterbury Police Chief Joby Fisha has a lot on his mind these days. He's running the village police department on a skeleton staff of two full-time officers, including himself. He's planning for the imminent closure of the department, likely by the end of the year, and he's trying to plan out the next stage of his personal career.
As long as we're here, we're gonna continue to do the best job we can. It sounds like December 31st is probably our end date, but we just don't know. I'd like to find that out, you know, as soon as possible so we can do some serious planning.
Fisha has been with the department since 1995, and he's been chief for the past 9 years. He was planning on staying until he retired, but now he's looking for a new job, applying to graduate school, and considering entirely new career options. But still, he's concerned about Waterbury.
This is a wonderful community. It's growing. I hope that the town decides that they need a police department. I hope they fund it. Hope they have a good set of officers. I love Waterbury, and I wish this community and its people well. Gonna miss it.
Currently, the town has no plans to set up its own police department. The rest of Waterbury, outside the village, relies on the state police for its law enforcement. Bill Shepluck is the municipal manager for both the town and village of Waterbury. He says over the years, town voters have repeatedly rejected the idea of taking over the village police.
The town has been pretty clear they don't want the village's police department. They haven't wanted their own police department because the village is already doing it, and the area of the town that really needs policing is in the village, of course. So they've felt very good about not providing any of the funding, and I think the village has the opposite sentiment.
But last month's village vote forced the town to reconsider its options.
And the village finally has just said, enough is enough, we're just not going to do it anymore. And now the select board is reacting to that, saying, boy, you know, what will the future of public safety be like in the community?
Tropical Storm Irene was a turning point for Waterbury and for the village police. About a third of the village's properties were affected by the flood. The police department was forced to relocate. With so many flood-damaged properties, paying for the police became more of a burden than some taxpayers could bear. And Shepluck says the loss of the state office complex resulted in fewer customers for local businesses.
When you have 1,500 state employees in your downtown every day, and then they're here on Friday and they're gone on Monday and they're gone for 5 years. That wreaks havoc with the businesses.
To help ease the tax burden, the police department cut back on officers. With less coverage, taxpayers weren't as satisfied with the law enforcement service. It was a downward spiral that ended with the village essentially voting itself and its police department out of existence. Now it's up to the town to decide what level of law enforcement it wants to support. Shepluck says the first step will be to determine the need and then come up with a solution the taxpayers are willing to fund. And he says chances are the answer will be something short of a town police force.
My expectation is the town won't create its own police department, at least not right away. I think they'll take some incremental steps, maybe contract with other agencies somehow. But we'll see. It's to be determined.
The Waterbury Select Board will be discussing the issue on Monday. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.